So the Suya Pshara begins on Heyamid base, the very bottom. We have a Braisa, Reb Shimon Gamliel, Oimer Hadin B'Shleisho, Pshara B'Shnayim. V'yofik Koyach Pshara Mikoyach Hadin. Sheshnayim Shedonu Ba'alei Dinin Yechonu Lachza. U'shnayim Sheosu Pshara Ein Ba'alei Dinin Yechonu Lachzor. Rashi Sharein Esratzu Valpi and also. So if those who hold that a basin requires three, will still allow Bshara to be done with two. Gemara says, then we discuss Tos Badin, it's not a sugi right now. Then the Gemara has another Braisa, on Vova Medalef. Bitzua b'shloisha divrei Meir. Meir says pshara requires three. The chachamim omrim pshara biyachid, and chachamim say a pshara can be done with less than three. Gemara says Amar Rav Ashi shema mina pshara and tzricha kinyan. This agadaitach tzricha kinyan lemanda Amar tzricha tlosa lomali tizge betray velikne mine. A pshara. Rav Ashi says, if a pshara requires three, then it would not require a kinyan. Requires leman de omer, again, pshara tzvich le kinyan. Tisal ke daitach tzvich le kinyan, leman de omer tzvich le tlosa lomali. Tizge betray belikne mine. So Rav Ashi says, either a pshara can be enforced by a bezin or enforced by a kinyan. Hilchasa pshara tzricha kinyan, vafilu nasis b'shloisha, Rashi says. So until now we've been examining the sheet of Tosfos. The sheet of Tosfos, as expressed in tzricha kinyan, is that pshara is mechila on by one party. One party says they're willing to be moichel. And that's why Tosfos says that this is, that even though we hold mechila in esrich a kinyan, nevertheless, pshara does require a kinyan because it's a different kind of a mechila. It's a black box mechila. All right, so until now that the Tosfos has been sent the din of pshara. And Tosfos on Vav Med Aleph Divar Maschil Bitzua B'Shloish Afagav De Makshi Pshara Ledin Lav L'Chol Dover Makshinon De Bedin Azinan Bo Servuba Im Shnayim Oymim Zakai V'Echad Oymim Chayiv Oyibcha U'Pshara Lezinan Bo Servuba Ad Sheyeskimu Shlosh L'Das Echad. But one of the distinctions between Pshara and Din is Pshara does not require, it does not work with Rov. Tosfos says, explains, why would that be? So Tosfos explains in the Hilchos of Pshara Tzvicha Kinyan that Hayois, that Pshara is built on Mechila, built on Vitor, and Hayois, that the Das of the moch, of the one who is being Moichel is very, very close to being a Mechila B'Tos, not yet, haven't said anything yet, is a mechila betos, so therefore it requires some kind of chizuk to, in order for this das, in order to present smichas das, this particular kind of mechila, being a mechila is dependent on other people, and being a mechila that I'm committing to before I know what I'm committing to requires a kinyan for greater smichas das. Tosfos raises the question, Makshinan Pshara Ladin, Pirish Bakuntris. The comparison of Pshara Ladin. Now, Makshinan Pshara Ladin is the basis for requiring three Dayanim for a Pshara. Because Lechora, Mechila should not require, shouldn't have any rules. Correct? I should determine how I want to be Moichel. So Tosus is saying, well, we're using various rules in order to give smichas das. In other words, apparently, Tosus is saying, apparently, that if you and I have a dispute, and I decide to walk away and relinquish my claim, so and it's sitting by you, so then we would say, all right, mechila does not require kinyan, as long as it's explicit. Apparently, Tosus would say that if you and I enter into a litigation with each other, we're already at the point where we're summoning each other to some kind of litigation or dispute resolution. So then Tosus would say, in that case, for me to express mechila requires greater smichas das, because that's no longer regular mechila. In other words, apparently Tosus would say, as long as we have not entered into litigation, we're not close to litigation, so then you can, then my mechila in and of itself is a valid mechila. But when we get close to the brink, and we're already hiring lawyers, using that as a metaphor, I don't mean that literally, so at that point, for me to say, well, I really was mochel, and commit myself to mechila, so that really requires kinyan, requires three, requires das of three. Right? Once, and let's go a step further. Once I decide to do my mechila via a panel of experts, so then certain rules apply. And therefore, Tosfos says, "Perish ba'kutris minachsev ha'idom v'noisem mishpat v'tztoka v'teima do'atanyo lekamun k'shem sh'adin b'sholu b'shloysha kach ha'psharu b'shloysha mashma d'makim b'sholu u'muchach lekamun du tona isle d'reshus livtzoya v'reshu ben korcha sovar mitzvah oma loidorish tana kama mishpat u'tztoka le'inyin b'tzua the mikra tztokim kein ha'vei mitzvah. Tosfos says Makshinon Pshorma Ladin is not referring to the Hekesh that Rashi says. Because would it be referring to the Hekesh that Rashi says, we'd have to say that mitzvah Livtsoya. And our Suya must be holding Rishus Livtsoya. So therefore, Tosfos. So what's the basis of Makshinim Shrodin according to Tosfos? No. If it's not a problem, what's the basis? From, what would Tosfos say Makshinim Shrodin is? You know what would you say?
He's giving a different pasuk that says that doesn't work also.
Correct. So now he's exhausted psukim. So what is Makshinim Shrodin? It's not a pasuk. It's not a pasuk in Navi. No. So what is it? Must be Svara. What's the Svara going to be? Makshin and Charlotte. Well, go ahead.
Similar enough. It makes sense to connect Pshar and Din if you want accuracy.
But put it in the context of Tosfos' whole Shita. Tosfos' whole Mahalach. No? It's a baby step. What's Tosfos Mahalach? What is Pshara according to Tosfos? Was that? No. I mean, you're correct. That's not the Yisod. No? Mechila. Okay. So now, Tosfos is saying that sometimes, no, we just pointed out, according to Tosfos, why does Mechila require any kind of regulation? Why is it Mechila just Mechila? No? In order to make sure it's not Mechila B'Tos, in order to make it a genuine Mechila. So what kinds of regulations Mechila require? That's one example. What's another example? According to Tosfos. Right, so Tosfos would be saying Makshinim Sharladin is in order to be assured of the smichas das of the commitment of the moichel. Again, according to Tosfos, the mahalach of pshara in our sugya, pshara is the machayv of pshara is mechila. So why do we need a kinyan? Mechila shvicha kinyan. So why do we need three? Why not a roiv? So Tosfos says because this particular mechila requires greater exhibition of smichas das, greater assurance of smichas das. However you learn pshat, greater motivation for smichas das. However you learn pshat in what the kinyan is doing. We didn't go to the dachistic distinction over there. Whether the kinyan is an indication or whether it generates smichas das. We're not, either is possible. You can't prove which one it is exactly. Whether the kinyan generates smichas das, hey yois, I'm making a kinyan, so therefore I think about it and I have smichas das, or whether it's a siman of smichas das, siman or a siba. So until you have a makor, you can't really discuss it. It can be either one. Good. So now pshara is mechila, but we and Tosfos says this mechila is different than other mechilas, and we explained. Why should this mechila be other than mechila? Because this mechila is in the context of litigation. So if the mechila is in the context of conversation, so it doesn't require all these regulations. But once the mechila is in the context of litigation, so yesterday I was hiring lawyers, and I was trying to figure out which base to go to. And yesterday we were arguing as to who owes the money. And today I walk in, all of a sudden I become a wimp, and I say, oh, I'll be Baruchel. Why? So in the context of litigation, Tosfos says, Pshara is Mechila in the context of litigation. So Memela, it's going to require a greater degree of assurance of Smichas Das for the Mechila. So all the halachis of Pshara that we're learning are different ways of giving Smichas Das. Makshinon Pshara Ladin means, do we learn that my commitment to Pshara, my commitment to Mechila, has to follow the same requirements as the Din. So I would say, as many of you said already, that if my position, I'm accepting a Mechila, but as a Mechila is drawn out by three Dayanim, yesterday I went to a litigation, today I'm not accepting a Mechila Stam, I'm saying instead of the three Dayanim paskening Din Torah, instead of the three Dayanim, but I'm going through a Din Torah, but I'm going through, I'm going to have Edom coming. They're going to do exploration, discovery. They're going to try to figure out what the Emes is. So if I have three Dayanim and they're going through the trappings of a Din Torah, right, so then for that I have Smichus Das. I'm not going to insist on Din Torah. I'm willing to go into a black box mechila with three that arrive, not ready yet. So Tosis apparently says lechor this pshat in the svara of makshina and pshara ladin. Lechor the svara is what's the machlekes makshina not makshina pshara ladin, right? This apparently the svara is when we discuss Pshara, when we discuss this kind of mechila, what kind of tools do we need to make sure that there's smichas das of it? Ad kan divrei Tosfos. We go right in the Gemara. Tana Rabbanan, vavmud alf levanam. Kishem she'adin b'shloisha, kach bitzu b'shloisha. Even before we go weiter. Is Rashi agreeing with Tosfos? No. What does Rashi say about Makshinim, about our sugya and Makshinim Pshara Ladin? What's Tosfos the cash against? Mishnah is chayev. Simon Yud Bey Sif Yud Ches. In Rabbim Hema Pashronim. Yesh Oimrim Shen Holchen Achar Roy Vilcher She Eskimu Kulam. What's the Yesh Oimrim? What's the Mechaber pointing out? Haknes Agdol Toma Lomo Kosel Yesh Oimrim. Tosva says, and the Mordechai says, and Revival say, Lehedya, Loim Etzinu Cholkim. Right? But Lachar, the Beit Mechaber held, it was a Machlaikas apparently. The Mechaber's Lashon is, Yesh Oimrim. Mechaber held it was a Chiddush. Who's Chaylik on the Mechaber? On the Tosfos. And if there is a machlokes, what's the basis for the machlokes? So until now, what you'd say, the basis is, what do you need for smichas das? Alright? Next. Tosfos and Rashi are chaylik in Dibur Rashi Makshinim Sharol Adin. Tosfos says that the machlok, that the Ar Sugya is not based on the Hekesh of Sukkim. Rashi says, Ar Sugya is based on the Hekesh of Sukkim. Rashi says, Makshinan Pshorol Adin, whether you require two or three, according to Tosfos, is a Svara. So what's the Svara? So we spend two Shiurim developing the Svara of Tosfos, so everything's going to fit into that Svara. Pshor is Mechila. What do we require for smichas das for this kind of mechila? This mechila is different. All right, that's a yesoid in Tosfos's understanding of pshara. Good, but Rashi couldn't accept that. How do I know he couldn't accept it? Because Rashi says that despite the way you're going to pshat and vav mit beis, whether you hold the Rab Meir or Chachamim pshara biyachod, pshara bishlosh, it depends on whether you're making hekesh of pshara ladin. He says, based on psukim. Rashi says, Tizge betray velikne minei. Second last Rashi in the Yomud. The cave and the konu minei lomali bezdin, leite ella matona ba'olma umidaite, vimiskayemes. If I have a kinyan, it's a gift, it's a mechila. Elohi bin and Tlosa, Liapis Koyach Bezdin, Dafagav Lekonomi Ne, Loina Hadre. Elohi bin and Tlosa, Liapis Koyach Mino, you need three, Liapis Koyach Bezdin. The Gemara concludes you require Kenyan even if that's with three. What's Rashi spelling out about these three? Why do you need a kinyan? Lachi bin and Tlosa, Liapus Koyach Bezdin. Even if you hold Psharet Zvicha Kinyan, why do I talk and need three? Liapus Koyach Bezdin, the Afogav Leikonomine Leinahadre. That the kinyan is not essential. We make a kinyan, but it's not essential. What's Rashi saying? If it's not essential, so what is the koyach that's mechayev pshara? Same kasha we had, right? Rashi says that the Gemara says, do we require a kinyan or not? So Rav Ashi says, well, it depends. If you require three, then you're not requiring a kinyan. He saw Gedaitach Tzvicha Kinyan, Lamanim Tzvicha Tlosa Lomali, Tizge Betray. Rav Ashi says if it's a Kinyan, it's Mechila, you don't require a Bezdin. The purpose of having three Dayanim is to give Smichas Das for the Mechila. Hilchas Pshar Tzvicha Kinyan, Taisva says, is that we require a kinyan because we require greater smichas das for this kind of mechila. Right? Why are we using a basin over here? To give greater smichas das. Would, according to Tosfos, would you define it as a basin? What would you say? Would you define it as a basin? So you shake your heads. So you're making an important decision when you shake your heads. Right? If it does not require the numerous halachas, I would agree with you. But the halachas, the nafkamina would be, do you go basar raiv or not? A basin goes basar raiv. If you tell me you're not going basar raiv, like Tosva says, I'm not sure that's called a basin. Have you heard of a basin that you do have bati dinim that you don't go basar raiv? Right? For example, gerus. As the Rav pointed out, you don't take a vote by ger and say, 2-1, okay, we go basar raiv. You have three bases watching the tefila. It's not raiv watching the tefila. If one guy misses the tefila, you don't have a base, then it's not a good gerus. What happened to raiv? Achram latos, right? By kiddush achoydesh. Right, we'll discuss that. There are certain halachos. Sometimes the basin does not go basar raiv. So the Rav. So what I'm saying now, the Rav at first disagreed with in his shurim. But the pashtus is that in litigation, if you're not going basar raiv, then this may not be a basin. Makshinon pshara ledin the. According to Tosfos, smichus das, that we are going to require, is going to have, it has to look like a bezin. It has to be more than a bezin. It has to be every member. But Rashi says, elohachi be'inan t'losom, you know why you require three? Even if you require a bezin, a kinyan li'ap is kreich bezin. And the reason you require three dafagav likonu minei leina hadre. So Rashi is very, very clear. It's a beisdin. If you can only get the two litigants to come together at night, so a beisdin cannot begin at night. So if it's a maisa beisdin, if shor is a maisa beisdin, has to start biyoyim. But if Pshar is not a Maisa Beis, if it's a Maisa Mechila, it can be done at night. If a person, in the context of Pshara, if a person wants to change his Taina, change his Tviya, so if it's a Beis, then you can't change your Tviya in front of a Beis. Once you made it, you made it. If it's not a Beis, then and the person explains why he's changing his view, and the panel says it makes sense, maybe let him to change it. Eidos. Is it considered Eidos? Would there be a din of Eidim Zoymimim? If it's a Pshara. So Lachaira depends if it's a Bezin or not. So Rashi says, Afagav leikonu yere liyapis koyach Bezin. Rashi holds it is a beis. Rashi holds that we have a special limit of makshinim shara ledin if I require three. Tesis l'davka. And l'chayra, the machlekes we shown him that Machab is referring to is the shitas that hold that shara is really a maisa beis. So even though the Tumim said, but which Rishon spells this out? And then the Tumim goes back to the Yerushalmi. But L'chaira, one could suggest, and they probably think I understood it this way, that those Rishonim will hold that it's a Beis Din, right? L'chaira, Rambam, Mitzvah Loimar Lebalei Dinim Tchila Badina Tem Reitzim Oifim Sharva. V'chol beis din she'osim shara tamid eidim meshubach. I can't bring a solid raya from that because it could be practical. A beis din that decides to do pshara but not a ma'aseh beis din could be. But l'chaira Rambam does not give us any reason to say that you're not going basar raiv. This is the halacha of Pshara. Rambam has Pshara in these three halachas. Number one, mitzvah leimar the baidinim b'tchila b'din etem b'isim b'pshara. In rotsim b'pshara, oisim b'nein b'pshara. Chol b'izdin, harizim b'shubach. Close the psukim. Chayin b'david, ar gemara. B'med b'amamurim, kainu gmar din. Mitzvah l'ptsoya, alachash gmar din. And in b'shai, halacha number two. Aval pi shirotsim b'adinim b'pshara b'bezin. To make a kinyan. They can be chayzer and ask for din. Right? Yofek koyach pshar mikoyach adin. Sheshnei djeit yishdonu en dinayim din. Yishlabal din lachzer behen. In mosu pshar v'konu miyodan nichon lachzer behen. No? What a boser roiv. What would the Rambam say? What would you say based on Rambam? Boser roiv and not boser roiv. No, what would you say?
Who is the same
pasuk
as Rashi?
What would you say based on the Rambam? Why not? What did he say it?
He didn't say it straight
up. So the if he doesn't say it, then you go Basarayv. It's in Hilchos and Edrin. It's based in. The halach is before, and the halach is on a based in. Shnaim shebol lefanechu ladin, echad roch, echad kosha. Right? Le segur b'neish, tamna yoyshev. Tamna shiro, rabbi tetz, ala lochis abdin. Ad hechen din noite. So lechor, if there was such a chiddush, that this situation is not a beis din, that this is not supposed to write, the Rambam to say it. The Rambam can't come up in Hilchus and Perik Chov Beis Hilchus and Hedrin, and in the middle of Hilchus Beis and tell us a din and say, by the way, without this is not a din Torah, without saying it. The Rambam can't say Lachoira. The Rambam leaves out, how can they leave out such a huge, even according to Max? Max, if you go through the Sugya, you come to the following conclusion. Lachoira, the Rambam should have to spell it out. That's a very important din that you don't go busar roiv when it comes to a pshara. So lechayra, the Rambam would say you go busar roiv. Rambam puts it mamish in the middle of Hilchus halachas of bati dinim. So lechayra, you see that there's an emerging machlokes between the rishonim. When the beis din says, do you want pshara or din? So if we choose pshara, so then the basin says, all right, we're doing pshara, but we have now our panel of mediators. And halachas change. And we can meet tonight if you want. And if you want, and if we're only going to be able to resolve this if we have a unanimous position. And according to Rashi and Rambam Lachaira, no. Pshara din, we're a base, we're a duly constituted base din. We have all the halachis of base din. According to what is the purpose of the kinyan? So according to Taisvis, we already discussed it. According to Rambam, what's the kinyan? Afal pi shirotsu bali din b'pshara. We're base din. Yesh lehem lachzor v'letvoya es hadin ad sheyiknu miyad shneyem. L'chor, what's the point of the kinyan? Ad sheyiknu miyad shneyem. And by the way, who's doing the kinyan over here? How many of them? And according to Tosfos, how many are doing it?
Only
the Meichel, right? Only the one has to be Meichel.
First time
it calls
the one the
Meichel is
doing?
Tosfos calls the Bahag otherwise. Then, but Lachayra,
if you want to explain the Pshar, the Kinyan is done before the
Pshar. Right? So Lachayra is going to be the Teveya. Achil is
done by both, right?
There's
not
only
done by one, but it's not always a
Teveya
and a Mitzvah, right?
It's always a
Teveya.
Was that?
You're disputing like a certain amount of money.
Okay. Okay, but in the classic Teveya Nitzvah. But the Rambam is clear. At Shiknu Miyad Shneyim. Why, Lachar Yagvan?
Sounds like the Balei Dinim, that they have the right to give the money to whoever they want.
Because it's a bezin. But and what's the kinyan? What's the kinyan accomplishing?
The kinyan is accomplishing their rights to move around the money, however they see fit.
Their rights to the money?
No, their rights to move around the money, like something similar to the Bezin Hefker.
Yesh lehem, the Bali Dinim can always say, we want to go back and require din ad sheyiknu miyad shneyim. So what's the kinyan on?
Kinyan's on these assets.
So I can't argue that you're wrong. It's possible that the kinyan is on a mechila. In other words, until you make a kinyan mechila, so then they can still go back to din. All right? Again, it's possible. That's no question. That's a good. That is a valid pshat. There's another valid pshat in Rama. And what the kinyan is on? What's the kinyan? What is the kinyan addressing according to Rama? In terms of the just translation of the words.
One of them.
If you wouldn't have learned the sugya, what is the kinyan addressing?
If one of them is not interested in that pshar.
And what does he want?
So I'm saying that even if they are both interested, you still do kinyan. That sounds like pshar initially is to.
But what is the kinyan assuring? What's the kinyan locking them into?
They can't turn back.
Closer and for what? To do what?
To
that's for din. So the kinyan is a kinyan on giving up their right for a din Torah. Right? If you look at the Rashi on Vavam and Aleph, Dimer Masel V'Sugya De Alma. This is by in the middle of Tov B'Shikul Adas. Hiluch Dino Kechad Minayu V'Ozal Iu V'Ovad Ki Idach. The mahalach of the sugya is like Reuven, but the dayanim passing like Shimon. Hilchach dinei loyhodar. So the din is not choizer. It sounds not like the tour that says it din the rabbanon, but the din is in choizer. If it came into layitma hilchos loykemar, hay bal din, and this litigant did nokat loy boy shlume. He doesn't have to give up the money. The omale pasak the lilidinoi. The Dayan corroborated my position. So it sounds like from this Rashi that the Balei Dinim have certain zechuyos, and if the Dayanim corroborate my zechus, I get hold on to it. But that's just as an indication. But l'chayra, according to Rambam, two balei dinim come, they have a zechus. They have the zechus to go to a din Torah. They have a zechus to ask the dayanim to pass in the Torah. We ask them, Mabu Yisu. At what point do they relinquish that zechus? So Rambam says, that's the kinyan. Yeshon lachzor v'letzvoyas adin ad sheyiknu miyad shneyem. At what point do the Dayanim say, we are now committed to going through Pshar, we're not going to finish up Din? So, look, Oira, what the Rambam is saying. Again, what Yaakov is saying, I cannot argue with it. I cannot say I don't have a riot against what Yaakov said. One could say that the Kenyan is on Mechila. Because he looked up Rambam in Perek Hay and he says that one of the usages of kinyan, even though it's unnecessary, is on mechila. So it is a valid pshat Rambam. The reason why I'm not convinced of it is because I don't think the Rambam sees pshara as a din in mechila. The Rambam l'chora sees pshara as a form of a beis din, as one of the roots that beis din can take. So if it's a Beis Din paskening over here, and it's not Mechila, so then, and one of the rayas I would bring, but it's not an ironclad raya, is that according to Rambam, it has Gigol Basarayv. The Rambam uses the phrase Beis Din, Rotshavai Din Mipshar, but Beis Din. Alright, so again, these are not ironclad rayas. You can argue with these rayas. Because you could say that it's a Beis Din because it's a formal Beis Din. Not a halacha Beis Din. You can argue that. You could argue that that the mechila that you can argue that you can have a mechila based on roiv. Right? To prove Taisa's shita, you don't need to prove it, he spells it out. And to say that you don't go boser roiv by pshara, if it's mechila, Taisa connects the dots for you. You have to be masber a little bit. So I can't say with certainty. But as we see more and more the Rambam, I think we will see that the Rambam does not see it in the form of Mechila. If that's the case, what's the Kinyan? The Kinyan is, I'm committed to the Beis Din finishing up with, I'm giving up my Zchus. I was a Zchus for Din Torah. If the Balei Dinim waive that Zchus, and they make a Kinyan on, then they cannot be Choyzer. But until they waive it, until they can be Choyzer. So l'chor, that's how the Rambam will learn pshat. In other words, again, question. According to Rashi told me that if there's no Kinyan, the Beis Din can still enforce pshara. Rashi told me pshara tzricha Kinyan even though they require three. So what's my Kinyan for? According to Tosfos, it's not a real Beis Din, it's a panel of Dayanim, and it's Mechila. But l'chor, according to Rashi, it's not Mechila. It doesn't mention Mechila. According to Rashi, without Kinyan, the Beis Din can paskin. According to Rashi, I have Psukim, hey, a makish, pshar l'din. So l'chor, according to Rashi, it's a Beis Din. So why does a Beis Din require a Kinyan? So now it could be that when the two Baal Yidim come to a Beis Din, everybody has chuyas in this world, right? There is rights. What are the rights over here? I have a right to go to a Din Torah. I have a right for the Beis Din to be masmin my Baal Din to a Din Torah. So at what point do I waive that right? So the Beis Din decides to mediate. No? Fine. But I was chus to go to court. Right? American law, right? You and I have a dispute amongst ourselves. For whatever reason, we're not easy. Two non-Jews have a dispute with each other, right? And they sit down around the table one morning and they say, no, let's work it out. They don't sign any deal or anything. There's no loss involved. No one's giving up anything. They don't shake. Nothing. Can one turn around and say, I think we should go to court? So I'm not a lawyer, but I can't imagine that because he hasn't waived his right. Just because we're sitting on coffee in heaven trying to work it out, I still have a right to go to court. So Rambam is saying the same thing in Halach as well. Of course I have a right to go to a Beis Din. At what point do I relinquish that right? Make kinyanim. So Rambam is now saying, putting in the context of, I have the right. How does Rambam open up? With the sugya and zayim and aleph. Mitzvah leimar lebal leidinim betchila badinatem roitzim abshara. Do you want din? So Rambam said, what does that mean? Do you want din? According to Tosfos, it means, do you want to be meichel? Do you want to make it easy? Be meichel? Right? What's it, according to Rambam? According to Rashi? That's not in Mechila. What are they asking him? So he's asking, would you want to relinquish your right to go for the entire? No, you're schus. The Kinyan is confirming that I have smichas das to relinquish that right. All right, that's a little bit deeper. Take questions, hold on to the question. Tana Rabbanon. Kishem she'adin v'shloisha kach v'itzua v'shloisha. Just like din is b'shloisha b'tzuva, nigmar adin. But once nigmar adin, okay. A few more guys, please turn the page. Nigmar adin. Still missing three guys. Nigmar. Okay, good. Nigmar adin. Diatara shai levtsoya. But once the psak din, whatever. What's nigmar adin? So you go to the very bottom of the Yom, the last line in Vav Mebeis. Second last line.
Third to last.
Who's that?
Third
to last. Hechi domi gmar din. That's gmar din. All right, that's what Rashi points out at the very top. She'omru ish pleni at the zaka ish pleni at the chayiv. Tosfos nigmar adin iyater shaylev tsoya. Tosfos says kigoyin shekvar diktaku badin etev ukumoy gomru sedin to lay mixer ella ish pleni at the chayiv. The kavan din is barakol kachin la tosfos la tosfos pshara. Tosfos says hayet tochen. That the pshat and nigmar din means they actually gave the psak, because who in his right mind is going to be is going to do a pshar after the psak, after you get the psak in? What do you mean do a pshara? They awarded me 100% of the claim. So what's pshat that the nigmar din yatavashal tzoya? Why should I such a strange din? But the Rashi, the sugya is saying she'omru ish pleni ata zak ima dachayev. So of course, so what's pshat in the sugya? According to Rashi, what's pshat? We understand Tosfos very, very well. Right? Tosfos says, why should he be meichel now? Weiter. Right, Rashai. Right, Rashai means Rishus, not a mitzvah, and not also. Rebbe Lozer ben Neshul Yisag Lili Oimer also lived Soya. Also lived Soya. Why does Rashi add in Mishabola Din also lived Ayonim lived Soya? Mayor, is it? Hold on. Okay, also lived Soya. Write it down, don't forget. Also lived Soya. He can't. It's also make it. V'kol abaytseya reza choyte. V'kol mevorach es abaytseya. And anybody who cheers the baytseya, hareza benoitz. In other words, Rebbe Lozer benoitz from Yisag Lili would say that when the Rambam writes kol beizden she'oisim shara tamen hareza meshubach, that's hamevorach es abaytseya. If Yisi Lili would say what the Rama raves him in the oids. V'alzen emar boitzeya beirich niyetz Hashem. Right, there was the Omud breaks down or breaks up into three different sugyas. And I wouldn't say sugyas, three different analysis. What's pshat in boitzeya beirich niyetz Hashem? What's pshat in mishpat utstoka? Vahi David I said Mishpat Utstaka, and what's pshat in Poitim Mayim Reishis Modim. There were three different discussions about these three different psukim, and Rabbi Lozer ben Neshul Yisag Lili said Baitseya Beirech Nitz Hashem is the one who does pshara, and therefore it's also to do pshara. And Rishuvin Korcha said no. Vahi David I said Mishpat Utstaka. That's pshara, and therefore mitzvah to do pshara. And poitim mayim reishis modin with neis gilea arim netoy shkayim gilea arim. That's Rishim Menasya. That's pshara. Therefore, it's reshus. And the Gemara now explains the psukim in alternate ways. Gemara says boitseya beirach niyat Hashem. What does that mean? So according to Elizabeth Ben Noish, we see Lili, it says it's Osir Elo Yikav and Dinah Sahar. Shenem Rakiyam Mishpat Elo Yikav Kimu. Vechain Moshe Yoyim Yikav and Dinah Sahar. Amol Arayn. Ayiv Sholim, Reyna Sholim, Mesem Sholim, Ben Od Machaveri. Shenem Rakiyam Emes, Hayisa Befiyu. Le Nimsa Besvasam. Shalom Mishra Holach. Osiram Heshim Yovin. Make a broch on stolen items. Rabbi Meir Oimer, Lo Nemar Boitzei L'Keneged Yehuda, Shenemar Ba'Betza Ki Nina Roiges Acheinu. V'chol mevorach es Yehuda, hareze menoiz, v'alzenem ar boitzeya berech niyetz Hashem. What's the shita of Rebbe Loz Meshul Yisag Lili? What's pshat also to do b'tzi, also l'fsoya? No? Go ahead, Max.
If Hashem tells you that there's a din, then you're not going
to... Right. He's saying, what's pshara? Shara is a rejection of Din Torah. Two people have litigation. We want to know, okay, Mishra Lelakiva, well, we're going to make a better decision than the Rebbe Shlomo. How you talking? Beitseya, and that's why, look at the rayas he brings. The rayas he brings are that it's like making a bracha on something that's stolen. I'm going to make a Beis Din. A Beis Din is Ki Mishra Lelakivu. The Beis Din is going to tell you, you know what, not so terrible. You owe me $1,000, not so terrible. You only paid back $800. Three Choshev and Dayanim. That's like making a bracha. What's pshat in Yehuda? Ma betza. So Rashi says, why is Yehuda being criticized? Why? No? No.
Didn't take out Yosef.
Because Yehuda could have saved Yosef. So he made up Shara. Instead of telling the brothers, you can't kill your brother. Instead of telling the brother, you got to bring back Yosef to the father. Let's bring him back. Rashi. Shehoyu loyloymer nachzirenu lavdino achwe shehoyu duvar nishvon liyachiv. Liechov. They were listening to him. He said, Babetza kinaroi. Right? So what should he have said? And they listened to him. Right? They sold him. So Rashi says he made a pshara. He could have said the din. Let's bring him back to the father. Wouldn't it have been better for Klal Yisrael? But he compromised. So the Gemara is saying Beitseya Berech Nitz Hashem is at best criticizing the compromiser and at worst criticizing the Goslin. So Rav Lozar Ben Neish says that's what Dayanim are when they're doing Shara. At best they're compromising. Instead of telling the guy you owe him $1,000 and you don't give him your Arganif, they say, you know what, $800 is enough. No, so that's pshat in pshara being osur to do, right? Now Rashi adds in the second line, mishabola din osur din l'tzaya. What's pshat mishabola din? What's Rashi adding?
Before that, it's mutter.
Yeah, why?
Because you're not rejecting din.
If we're sitting around the coffee table, right, and we're schmoozing, we have a disagreement. And we decide, you know, let's deal with it ourselves. That's not terrible. I'm not a ganif. Right? I think I'm right. You think you're right? We can come to an understanding of each other. Make Shalom walk away happy with each other. But Mishavol Adin, once you go to Dayanim, and you're kind of a Beis Din, so Rashi says, Mishavol Adin. They're coming for Din Torah, and you say, you know what? Would you... Maybe you don't have to endure. Maybe we can do better than endure. How you talking? That's the Easter. Alright? It's like a good point, no? So it's pshat in saying that there's a mitzvah, no? Mayor.
Yeah, I have a couple questions. One in
Tosos,
my son, the
Chasidim. Question on what we're learning. Good. Question something else?
All have to do with what we're learning.
Go ahead, I don't think so, but go ahead.
So I'll do with Aaron. Why don't we just say that Aaron is, he calls him Oy Shalom Verod Shalom.
Yeah.
So why don't we say the same thing applies by
leaving? So look at Rashi very carefully. Yeah, that's very good. Look at Rashi. Aval Aaron Oy Shalom Verod Shalom became Shoshim Meya Machlegis by name Koidem Sheyavoyu Lefon of Ladin. Why does Rashi stress that? Because Rashi has the mayor's questions. My Rashi's saying, well, Aaron is a Goslin. Aaron is a descendant of Osir. That's what he said. No, Aaron was in sync with Moshe Rabbeinu. Good. You're hot. Another kasha. Yes.
So I saw it in the Chassid David. He says that how can Tosos hold that it's a reshus if one's a mitzvah? If there's obviously a mitzvah and a reshus, you obviously go. So you should never do.
Okay. We will come to it. We'll see. Hold on to that question.
The other one has nothing.
Good. Okay. Right there at the back of the Gemara. Okay. Next. Binyamin.
According to Rashi, so why do we say Nigmar Hadin?
Oh, okay. We haven't said it yet. No? Nigmar Hadin is according to one says Rishus. Not according to one says Osir. Right? You hear what Yom's putting out. The first line of the Yom, Nigmar Adin Etev Shalom, said that's according to the one that says that it's Mut, that it's that the Meshus. Obviously, according to the one that says Osir, wouldn't say Nigmar Adin, he would say Etev Shalom at the very beginning. Vaitin the Gemara says, Vaitin. Rabbi Shuvin Korchaimer Mitzvah Litzoya Farker. The best thing you can do is to do Litzoya. What's Mitzvah Litzoya, by the way? The last line, Mitzvah Litzoya. My Mitzvah Nami Deko Amar Rabbi Shuvin Korcha Mitzvah LeMeimer Lohi Dina Bitzvah Ipshar Viso. Go ahead.
Correct. Tomorrow,
right. The Rambam. Look at the Rambam. The Rambam says over here, Mitzvah Loimar Betchila. And the Rambam also says, "Afal pisha sheimei l'dvei mehechanoit a mitzvah l'tzoya." All right. So Kashan had him shut the suya. Hold on. No, there you go. Good. Weiter. Mitzvah l'tzoya shenemar emes u'mishpat sholoim shiftu b'sharechem. What's pshat mishpat sholoim? What's the emes and sholoim? Hal b'malkim sheish mishpat ein sholoim. But Malkim Shei Shalom ain't Mishpat, right? God of Adin Taira, there's a loser and there's a winner. They're not so happy with each other, right? Ube Malkim Shei Shalom ain't Mishpat. Ela Ezu Mishpat Shei Shalom ain't Shalom, of Emes Abitsua. V'chein B'David U'aymer, V'hi David, he said, Mishpat U'tstaka, Alei Kol Malkim Shei Shalom ain't Stoka, U'tstaka ain't Mishpat, Ela Ezu Mishpat Shei Shalom ain't Stoka, Havei Yoymer Zebitsua. Osan l'tanakama. Donis adin. So what would the Tanakama say? That it's only Rishus, not a mitzvah. Donis adin v'zikas azakai. V'chiv es achayev. V'roshin es chayev oni momoin. V'shilin l'viseich beisoi. Zem mishpat tzaka. The Tanakama will say, not a mitzvah du b'tzua, but it's a mitzvah, but it's a good thing. It's a mitzvah. If you're the dayan and you see that a poor person leaves your base and now he's poorer, he made a terrible mistake. He didn't know how to write a contract. So you have a poor guy, he hired a bad lawyer, he got messed up, and now he owes money. So, but you have to pass the din. You can't change the din out of Rachmanis, it's still a din. Rachmanis is after the din. That's mishpat tzedaka, but not a mitzvah, not to change the din because of that. That also wouldn't be pshara. Gemara says, "Kashelei l'Rebbe hai l'chol amoy laniyim meboye." Then it should be vahi David oisem mishpat tzaka. It says, "What's the end of the pasuk? You don't have it." Laniyim. It should be l'chol amoy. It says l'chol amoy. It should say laniyim. Mitoich beisoi zeu ella afapish loy shile mitoich beisoi zeu mishpat utstok and mishpat lazeh utstok lazeh mishpat lazeh shehechzir loy mamoy utstok lazeh haitzil lazeh mitachas yadai. Two from people. Why do two? When two from people go to a basin, and this is one of the jobs of the dayanim, is that when they finish the din Torah, then to explain to the two bali dinim that the greatest thing just happened to them. Because if they wouldn't have come to the Din Torah, then somebody would have money which doesn't belong to them. And what's a Jew doing with money that doesn't belong to them? Because Baruch didn't want to have it. So every Beis Din does Mishpat Utstaka. Every Beis Din paskens Mishpat, and then it does the best possible thing it can have. If I'm the winner, then the Bezin is returning to me money which I lost. And if I'm the loser, it's like Givaldo the Bezin is doing. Halach is, when you get the Zayin and Aleph, but what's the Dina Shel Adam? Because Baruch Hu asks us, Nosasav and Nosasav Amunah, every Din Torah, we have the Ribbono Shel Olam, every Din with the Ribbono Shel Olam, is how much are we learning? And are we honest people? So you're going to come to a Din and have somebody else's money in your pocket, right? By Ne'ilah, what do you say by Ne'ilah? Lashon Ne'ila. When we say that we... It's a Lashon. That we shouldn't have Gezel Tachas Yedeinu. So every Din Torah is a Gevaldig resolution, even for the loser. You have to explain to him why you're doing him the biggest favor in the world, right? But hold on. So that's mishmeret tzedakah. What's pshat in mishmeret tzedakah? Machlokes. Some say mishmeret tzedakah is every single din Torah is mishmeret tzedakah. Rabbi Yosef Aglili, would say that's what din is mishmeret tzedakah. Some would say mishmeret tzedakah is mishmeret tzedakah is mishpat is mishpat. Tzedakah is after the din Torah, making sure that if a guy loses, if the loser lost, help him out a little bit. But Rabbi Shuvin Korcha says, what's mishmeret tzedakah? Mishpat is din, and tzedakah is pshara. So the Rav, is that really correct? Tzedakah is pshara. Pshara is, tzedakah means, it's right. Mishpat is just, and tzedakah is right. Pshara is right. Pshara is a compromise. Pshara is shalom. Pshara is not right. What's pshat mitzvah l'tzoya? Isn't it strange that the mitzvah l'tzoya doesn't quote only the pasuk of emes u'mishpat u'sholom shitu shareichem? No, that's pitzua. But then v'chein b'david oisem mishpat u'tzdaka. No, it should be oisem mishpat u'sholom. What is tzedakah? So what's pshat? That mitzvah of tzaya? If you'll tell me, Rabbi Yosef Aglili understand very, very well. You want to understand how sharp this sugya is, look at the Rambam. The Rambam puts, and the Rambam tells you how to learn pshat in the Hemshach HaSugya. Shnaim shebo lefanechu ladin. Echad roch v'echad kosher. Actually, Tishmas Devrayim, or Mishatishmas Devrayim, via Taydele Echon Adin Noita, Toshai Loim, then you can say, you know what? Let's not get involved, because I don't need to have my life be made miserable by one of these guys, by this mafia guy. However, once you know, Hey Echon Adin Noita, Ia Toshai Loimer, and in this Kalachem, why? Right? Because Baruch Hu gave us a din. You can't say I'm afraid to paskin. Talmud Hayoyshev Lifnei Rabbi. Im Shasak, if he keeps quiet, Harizu Eivim Mishum Lesum Neish. Valzeh Nehmer Mirshaketirchak. Again, Mirshaketirchak. Says the Rambam Mitzvah Loimar. What's the Rambam pointing out? The Rambam's giving you every reason not to do Pshara. What are the reasons to do pshara? You do pshara, mitzvah sheker tirchak. Kadosh Baruch Hu says the guy owes $1,000. So if I'm sitting in front of my rabbi and I see he's missing something, and I don't speak up, mitzvah sheker tirchak. So what's right now? Two litigants come in and I say, guys, would you want to have pshara? What do you have pshara? And not do din? Why is that mitzvah sheker tirchak? Why isn't, I'm nervous that they're going to go out aggravating each other, they'll be arguing with each other. Isn't that le segub neish? So they have a machlokes. They'll be upset with each other. So what? And I'm going to do the din differently so they shouldn't be upset with each other. I'm not allowed to do the din differently than the din if I'm afraid that one of the badim is going to cause me aggravation. The dayan is afraid that the guy who's losing is the editor of the local newspaper. Right? So that means editorial is going to be ad ein soif. Right? Sorry. Let's look at the ish. Now, but two guys come in and say, you know what? Maybe you can do it in a more shalomdik way. So the Rambam is explaining to you the chidush of pshara. That's why the Rambam puts it in this context. That's why the Gemara puts it in this context. Because the Gemara should understand there are two ways to look at pshara. One way of looking at pshara is mechila. But there's another way to look at pshara. The Rambam's approach, Rashi, this is a din Torah. What's for the din Torah? The Gemara says, mishmeret tzedakah. What do you mean tzedakah? Mishmeret sholem. Why mishmeret tzedakah? This is what the Rav explained. The Rav explained pshara. I mean, probably a 3 or 5 hour shiur. So just getting to the beginning of this year. We'll see. Maybe we'll finish tomorrow instead of doing a. We'll see. Maybe we'll finish it up tomorrow, Wednesday. We'll see. Who's going to be here Wednesday? Okay, so good. So maybe we'll finish up on Wednesday then tomorrow. So the Rav pointed out that when you say tzedakah, mishpat tzedakah means that there is a din Torah which is has. Let me say the right nusach. There's a din Torah which follows all the rules of Choshen Mishpat. And there's a din Torah which takes into account, in addition to taking Torah Choshen Mishpat, also takes into account both the frailties of the dayan, as well as the intuitions of Jews. This is Mahalach. It will spell it out better. First place, easy to understand. Right? Now, the dayanim come to it, how do they know that they get 100%? How do the dayanim know that they understood that they chapped every tzais and every nesivus and they got it right? How do they know that they really heard that the Baal Din really, that they chapped what the Baal Din was saying? So the emes is basically says sorry, you call the din sahar. We have choshen mishpat, we have din Torah. Ein the dain elama ein avrayos. This is mishpat. This is halacha. This is psakdin. This is the way it works. You call the din sahar. And once they come to the Torah, to say anything less than that, to say, maybe I didn't get every choice, maybe to say, I'm not 100% sure I got your taina, so that is a rejection of the system. That's a diminishing of the system. And it's awesome. And Rabshu ben Korchas is fakeret. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave the din to human dayanim. Human don't have to recognize that we don't get things 100% right. So if you have a zchus for din, you have a zchus to say, you express yourselves, b'lshomini odom, we're going to work as hard as we can to understand this, we're going to work through this thing as hard as we can, and that's din Torah. That's mishpat. But if you'll allow us, if you'll waive your zchus, if you will allow us to take into account that we're human beings, we may not understand everything perfectly, doesn't mean we're going to go 50-50. We're going to do a formula. No, we're not going to do a formula. We're going to do what the Yom is supposed to do, but we're going to ask ourselves at the end, are we 100% sure? Is there any element of suffix? And if there's some suffix, then we're not going to say, he's a poor guy, help him out. No, we're going to say, is there some suffix of it? That's stalker. That is a higher level of mishpat. That's the machlokes between with the mitzvah of tzayah or osel of tzayah. Hold on. Right? Osel of tzayah means that he's pshar is a rejection of din Torah and diminishes din Torah. And mitzvah of tzayah means that the dayanim can say, Kadosh Baruch Hu allowed us to say, that there is a milah that goes beyond din Torah. And the machlokes. And both Mahalchim are saying that Pshor is done by a Bezin. Tosfos would say Pshor is Mechila, and Rav Lozer and Rav Ben Noach basically says, but the Dinim don't do Mechila, but the Dinim do Din. Mechila before you come to Bezin. You want to do Mechila before Bezin, but once you're in front of a Bezin, don't diminish Kvayda Torah. Don't be mezayif the din. You're a beis din, you do din, you don't do mediation or deals. And Rabbi Shua ben Korach would say, no, a beis din is mishpat tzedakah, mishpat shalom, right? That's also the job of a beis din. There's a value to mechila. And you ask the Baal Dinim, do you want us to be dayanim or do you want us to be mediators? It's up to you. And there's a value. Mitzvah to say, maybe we're not going to go through the rough and tumble of a basin. I'll explain a little bit better as we go weiter. But according to Rambam, it's a basin acting as a basin. So basically, if Yosi basically says it's a rejection of din if you go through compromise, Osir, and if Shimon Korcha says no. Makshirim Sharon Din, because Baruch Hu gave us din and he gave us tzedakah. He gave us the Rebbe called it a higher level. Right? Those are the two malachim. Fine, we said before. Really?
It was talking about.
Okay, good. Good. So that was the blitz of the Rav in this whole sugya of Pshara. And the Mishnah then in the next shir of Pshara will the Naf Kamidus understand very well. Naf Kamidus between Rashi and Rambam and Tez on the hand is Roiv. Naf Kamidus would be what happened if you forgot to make a kinyan? Can you do a Balila? Eidus. Right? Is it a Maisa Bezin or not? In terms of the whole hashkof of you call it in English jurisprudence, it's a huge difference. Hashkof, the mahalach of Boti Dinaman. Alright? So that's the Yesoid. Alright? There's still a lot of work to do. If there's still figure out Shimon Manasseh, okay. To come to your question on Shenigmar Din, you never see the mahalach. The mahalach of Shenigmar Din means at what point do we say it's a rejection of the Din? Alright?
Really should be also a